From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Croatia sent at least 1,000 migrants to Hungary by train and bus on Friday after saying it could no longer register or accommodate the new arrivals. The migrants were in turn boarded by Hungary onto trains and buses that police say were headed to registration points near the border with Austria. VOA's Ayesha Tanzim has been out among the refugees.
People are out on the road, they're sleeping out in the fields. Sometimes they get tents, a lot of times they don't. Even when people are trying to help them, there's not enough to go around. We were at this in this border village called Bezdan in Serbia, where the Serbian Red Cross had food and water, but they were only giving it to women and children and people under 18 because they didn't have it for everybody. So the men had to do without food. So the situation and the condition these people are going through, very dire.
Spokesman for the United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees said Friday that the European Union needs to take collective action in the face of the migrant and refugee crisis. Russia's military buildup in Syria appears to be entering a new phase with the arrival of four Sukhoi attack aircraft. A total of eight Russian helicopters have also been spotted in Russia. And the U.S. officials are saying that Russia now has 500 naval infantrymen on the ground in Syria, with more on the way. Coup leaders in Burkina Faso say they have freed the country's interim president as a gesture of goodwill following Wednesday's coup. The African Union suspended Burkina Faso on Friday because of the coup, which sparked protests in the streets of the capital. There have been a number of deaths as well. This is VOA News. Al-Shabaab has carried out bombings in most of the countries around the Horn of Africa, except for Ethiopia. Marta Vanderwolf reporting now how Ethiopia has avoided attack.
Kenya, Uganda, Djibouti, the self-declared Republic of Somaliland, they have all been attacked by the Somali militant group Al-Shabaab. But Ethiopia, which invaded Somalia in 2006 to fight Al-Shabaab, has so far never experienced a large-scale attack. Tewolde Mulugeta of Ethiopia's Ministry of Foreign Affairs says Ethiopia has been successful in preventing attacks by involving the general public.
So, I mean, whenever they are going to come across any anti-peace element, any anti-peace force, any terrorist force, they are going to expose them, they are going to fight them head on.
It is not clear how many potential attacks Ethiopian security forces have prevented. Marta van der Wolf for VOA News, Addis Ababa.
A group of Taliban militants assaulted an air base in northwestern Pakistan on Friday, killing at least 29, wounding many others. Tens of thousands of Pakistanis have died in the decade-long Taliban insurgency. Also in the news, President Obama had a rare telephone conversation. It happened Friday with Cuban President Raul Castro after the United States eased restrictions on travel and business with Cuba. Easing comes 2 months after the formal restoration of diplomatic relations between Washington and Havana, and the day after Cuba announced that it would appoint its first ambassador to the United States in 54 years. Pope Francis will try to meet with former Cuban President Fidel Castro. That will happen in Cuba later today during the Pope's visit. The Pope will also be the first Pope to speak to a joint session of the U.S. Congress when he arrives here next week. Vatican spokesman Father Federico Lombardi said no pope has ever spoken to the American Congress, and Francis was invited, and he'll be willing to accept, he says, because it gives him the opportunity to speak to all the American people through their representatives, and as Father Lombardi said, not just to Catholics. In addition to the visit to the White House, which will happen during that of the U.S. Congress and the United Nations, Francis will be speaking with homeless people, with immigrants, children, and prisoners. And while here in the United States, Pope will give 26 speeches in 22 in Spanish. Four of them will be in English. An invisibility cloak or a cloth that renders the wearer almost invisible is not a new concept. Researchers at the University of California, Berkeley, may have come up with the closest thing yet to the real thing. The cloak is studded with millions of tiny reflective nano antennas of gold and simulating invisibility.
That's the latest world news from VOA.